I Sing Like I Feel, Musician Hero, Ella Fitzgerald, by Julie from Selden. Many people ask what a hero is. A hero is someone who's accomplished remarkable things in their lifetime. Someone who's courageous, they're willing to help out, and they've made an impact on some or many people's lives. My hero is a talented musician named Ella Fitzgerald. Ella has done many things, including aiding foundations and contributing to civil rights protests. She achieved many things and has definitely made an impact on my life and on many others. Ella Fitzgerald was a well-known jazz singer. She was called the First Lady of Song. She sold over 40 million albums and won 13 Grammy Awards. She was born in Virginia in 1917, shortly after her parents had parted ways. In 1934, Ella's name was pulled in a drawing at the Apollo Theater. That's where her career quickly took off. At the Apollo, she was going to get the chance to perform an amateur night. Ella went to the theater planning to dance, but changed her mind. She felt her act would not compare to the other performers. Then, Ella decided she would sing. She asked the band to play a song named Judy. The audience wanted an encore, so she sang The Object of My Affections. After the show, Benny Carter approached her. Shortly after that, Benny introduced her to many people who helped Ella start her own career. In 1936, Ella made her first recording called Love and Kisses. Then in 1938, when Ella was 21, she recorded a version of the nursery rhyme, A Tisket a Tasket. The album was so great, it sold 1 million copies and was top on the charts for 17 weeks. Suddenly, Ella Fitzgerald was famous. When Ella was on tour, she fell in love with the bass guitarist, Ray Brown. The two were married and adopted a son, who they named Ray Jr. At the time, Ray Sr. was working for a producer named Norman Granz. Norman saw how talented Ella was and was very quick to sign her. Due to Ella and Ray's busy schedules, the two divorced in 1952, but remained good friends. Norman Granz felt strongly about civil rights and wanted equal treatment for his musicians, regardless of their color. Norman did not want any discrimination from any hotels, restaurants, or concert halls. One time, Ella and many others got arrested for no reason. When they got to the police station, they had the nerve to ask Ella for her autograph. In 1974, Ella spent 2 weeks performing in New York with Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. In 79, she was inducted into the Downbeat Magazine Hall of Fame. Other than performing, Ella had concerns for child welfare. She made generous donations to organizations for disadvantaged youth. In 1987, President Ronald Reagan awarded Ella the National Medal of Arts. Several years later, she was given the Commander of Arts and Letters Award. Both of those opportunities were very special moments for her in the United States. In 1996, Ella went in for surgery because of her bad illnesses and diabetes. The sickness caused both of her lower legs to be amputated. She did not fully recover from surgery and was not often able to perform. Ella loved to spend her time bonding with Ray Jr. and sitting in her backyard. Sadly, on June 15, 1996, Ella Fitzgerald died. Many memories were held in memory of Ella. She is still greatly missed today. Now there's a foundation called the Ella Fitzgerald Charitable Foundation, working with the University of Virginia Healthcare System, that has made the lead gift the establishment of diabetes care. This hero, Ella Fitzgerald, will always have a large impact on many lives and has also made an impact on the world.